I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults, and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from Leia, aged 16.
Hey, my name is Leia, and in the last few months, I've been noticing a lot of fights with my parents about certain social topics like sexism or feminism or racism and all that stuff. And I was wondering, how can I best share my opinion with my parents without causing distress or those fights?
Oh, Leia, I love this question, and I would like to assure you that you are not alone. Let me start by addressing why this is happening. Your parents love you, Leia. They raised you, and until very recently, they had control over your life. You looked up to them and accepted their views without questions. You're older now, creating your own identity as you meet new people and do your own research. It's a normal part of growing up. The problem is, it isn't always easy for your parents to accept this new you, and they might need some time to adjust. So, how can you tackle these tough conversations? Let's start with name-calling and finger-pointing. It's all over the internet right now, and unfortunately, this makes matters worse. If your parents don't feel respected, they will go on the offensive, for sure. Let me give you some examples I've heard from frustrated parents. Mom, that is racist. Oh, are you a sexist? Or even, OMG, you are such a Karen, Mom. Embarrassing. These parents have also been at a loss for words as they struggle between being proud of their children's activism. Yes, Leia, they were proud, but they were also hurt. They didn't feel respected. Taking the polar opposite opinion and telling someone that they are wrong will do exactly the opposite of what you want to do. It will put them on the offensive, and they will no longer listen to you. So instead of arguing with your parents and using logic to push them into a corner, prepare yourself and ask them questions about their views. Start from a point of curiosity, and then rather than argue, continue to ask questions and search to understand them. It is also helpful to work on the language you use when it is needed to call someone out. Let's face it, sometimes we need to call on someone to change the language they use. Instead of finger pointing and saying things like, "You are homophobic," say something like this, "Huh, I'm confused. I thought you were open-minded. And that sure sounds homophobic. You know, that could be harmful and hurtful to someone else." Most people will autocorrect when they are told this. To any parents or grandparents out there listening, remember, you were a teen once too. Think back to your teen years and what you disagreed with, and channel that to understand your own children. Leia, I hope that your conversations with your family are fruitful, and I wish you luck with this. I'm rooting for you. I'm Allison Ox, answering your questions. If you have any questions or your kids have questions, you can send them in to me with your age, please, at studio@worldradio.ch. You can leave out your name if you would prefer to, or ask for it to be kept private. You'll find other questions I've answered at worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. Until next week.